Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pehe Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still discussing various halachos of Rosh Chodesh, and today we're going to start and finish Be'ezus Hashem Simen Tov Chav Dalet, and we're going to start Tov Chav Hey as well. Simen Tov Chav Dalet Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, here we're talking about the din of Yalav Yavo on benching in Rosh Chodesh. Maskirin Yalav Yavo B'Rechas HaMazon. We have to mention Yalav Yavo when we bench on Rosh Chodesh. As we've discussed previously, however, it's not a chiyuv to have bread, and therefore, v'im lo amar ein machzirin. So if you do not remember to say Yalav Yavo in benching, you don't have to repeat the benching. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Na'alev, the ein chiyuv lecho pas b'Rosh Chodesh. As we learned in the previous simonim, you're not obligated to have bread on Rosh Chodesh. We brought down, and you can see this again in Dirshu footnote number 1, that the Shaar HaTzion said previously in Simen Tov Yotes, Shetov Yochal Pas. It is a good idea to have a special Suda of Pas on Rosh Chodesh, but it's not an obligation. And this is true even if it falls out on Shabbos. One could argue on Shabbos it's an obligation to have bread, so if you were to forget Yalav Yavo on Shabbos, maybe you should have to return and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for forgetting to say Yalav Yavo. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the chiyuv of achilas pas is only because of Shabbos, and therefore, as long as you mentioned about Shabbos, you said ritzei, you don't have to go back if you forgot to say yalav yavo. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here, v'im kein iboi lo havi ochel pas, since technically you didn't have to have bread if you didn't want to, v'lo nischayiv klal b'birchas hamazon. Therefore, you're not obligated in birchas hamazon to say yalav yavo if you forgot it, because you technically didn't have to have bread, and therefore you technically didn't have to put yourself into a situation of benching. Dirshu footnote number 2 points out, however, bottom line is, you did eat bread, so now you are chayiv in birchas hamazon, so how come you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you forgot it? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the Halicha Shlomo, Shekivan Sheberech Hare Kvar Hodel Hashem al hamazon, because by saying benching, albeit you forgot Yalav Yavo, you fulfilled your obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Ein Chayiv Lachzuv Lahodos Bishvil Askar Tzvush Chodesh. Therefore, there is no obligation to go back and repeat the benching because you forgot Yalav Yavo, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. However, he says, on Yontif, when a person is obligated to have bread on Yontif, you're supposed to have two Seudos on Yontif, so then, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo in the benching, you are Mechuyiv to go back, and therefore, Yalav Yavo in benching on Yontif has the same din as Yalav Yavo in the davening. If you forgot to say it on Yontif, you have to go back. What happens if you remember in the middle of benching? The Mechaber tells us, V'im niskar kodim shehischil hatov emetiv, if after you finish the bracha of Bonei Barach Moiv Yushalayim Amen, you remember that you did not yet say Yalav Yavo, you forgot Yalav Yavo in that third bracha, what should you do? So then we insert a special bracha, Omer, you insert a separate bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, with Shem Umalchus, Shenarsan Roshei Chadoshim Li'amo Yisrael Zikaron. That's the bracha, the nusach of the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us Rosh Chodesh to his Jewish people as a remembrance of this concept of Rosh Chodesh. And the Ramah adds, these dinim are discussed in greater detail in Shulchan Aruch, La'el Simen Kof Pei Ches Sif Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis explains further, Ayin La'el and Simen Kof Pei Ches in the Be'er Halach over there, the Tzorach Lomar B'Shem Umachos, that this bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's not like Baruch Dayin Ha'emes that people say when they hear bad news without Shem Umachos. This is a real bracha over here, just like Baruch Dayin Ha'emes is under certain situations said with Shem Umachos, so to over here, this bracha is a real Shem Umachos bracha. Ayin Shom, look on the dinim over there in Simen Kof Pei Ches. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Ayin Shom Od Besif Yod over there, Le'inyan in Beirach Li'achash Yotzer Rosh Chodesh. If you were to bench after Rosh Chodesh is already over. For example, you had a meal in the afternoon of Rosh Chodesh, and now it's nighttime. Nevertheless, the Tzorach Lahaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh B'Rechas HaMazon. You still mention Yalav Yavo, you still say over here the mention of Rosh Chodesh in that benching. Because the Basar Ascholas Asudas Linum, we follow the beginning of the meal which was eaten on Rosh Chodesh, Shoyal B'Rosh Chodesh. Furthermore, because of Od HaMogen Avram B'Simen Tov Yotes, the Mogen Avram further adds, the Mispalol Arvish Shala Acher Rosh Chodesh, if you already davened Mariv then, Afilu Spalol Mibod Yom, even if you davened early, you davened after Plaga Mincha, you davened Mariv, then, Shuv Eino Maskir Acher Kach B'Rechas HaMazur Shal Rosh Chodesh. If you're benching after that, then you don't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh, because Shari Yaso Chol B'Tfilaso, because you've already declared that it's no longer Rosh Chodesh and you're davening. However, Avolam Hu Lo Ispalol, but if you haven't davened yet, Avol Bisha Tzibor Kvar Ispalol, even though the Tzibor may have davened, Eino Nimshach Acherem, you don't follow them, and you do mention Yalav Yavo in the benching. Under what circumstances, however, is this true? When do you not follow the tzibur? That's when you ate before the tzibur started to daven marav. But if you only started your meal, they daven marav early, but after plaga mincha, and then you started to eat, it's still daylight outside, even if they davened early, then you wouldn't say yalav yavu in the birchas hamazon. But this is all true if you already davened mincha yourself. But if you haven't davened mincha yet, then even though you started eating after they've already davened their early marav, then you certainly can still say yalav yavu in the benching. Why? You can't say in this situation that you should follow the community, because the community davened marav and you haven't davened mincha yet. Because it's still Rosh Chodesh because you haven't davened mincha yet. And you're certainly going to say yalav yavu in mincha. And therefore, you can say yalav yavu in the benching. And the same thing is true the opposite way. If on Erev Rosh Chodesh they've already davened marav, and you go and start eating after they've already davened marav, then even though you haven't davened marav yet, then you do say yalav yavu in the benching. Because we say, because you follow the tzibur. However, miu, again, in that situation as well, if you haven't davened mincha yet, so you've definitely shown that it's not Rosh Chodesh for you, then you wouldn't say yalav yavu in the food that you have before you daven mincha, because you're still going to say mincha without yalav yavu. And all of this is already written down, kosav amogen avram, v'tiku achronim ledina, over there back in Simen Kuf Pei Ches. Let's catch up on a number of the Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu footnote number 3 says, Afilu b'leil Rosh Chodesh, all of these didn't apply over here if you forgot yalav yavo, even on the night of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, even though in Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, if you got to see yalav yavo, you don't go back, nevertheless, you would add this bracha over here, Baruch Shanos and Rosh Chodesh, L'mam Yisrael Zikaron, if you remembered right after you finished the bracha of Bonei Barach Mor Yerushalayim, Amen. And that's because the Bir Halacha explains that there's no correction that you can do for Yalav Yavu in the Shemoneh Esrei. But here, there is a correction. You can add the extra bracha. If you remember before you said the shame in Baruch Ata Hashem Bonei Barach Mor Yerushalayim Amen, so then you go back and say Yalav Yavu. If you said Baruch Ata Hashem, so then, just like with Ritzei on Shabbos, if you forgot that, you end off Lamdeni Chukecha, in order that you shouldn't have to make the extra bracha, and you can just say Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, and then you say Yalav Yavu, or Ritzei, as the case may be. If you started to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, the next bracha Vatova Meitiv, the fourth bracha of benching, so then if you didn't say anything other than Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, so then the Chayyadim brings down that you can finish off Asher Nosan Roshei Chadosh Lami Yisrael Zikaron, and then you start the fourth bracha of benching Atova Meitiv after that. B'alocha is not sure if this is right. Nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that it's mashma from the words of the Mishnah Berurah that he passes over here like the Chayyadim, and that is the Minhag. Even though you had the wrong intention in mind, since you didn't say anything other than Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you can continue with the Baruch of Rosh Chodesh, even though you were intending to say Hatova Meitiv when you realize that you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. On the other hand, the Shona Alochus disagrees. And it's as if you already started to say the bracha Vatova Meitiv, and whatever the dinam are that you have to go back or you don't have to go back, apply over here, and it's too late. For example, if you don't have to go back for Yalav Yavo, it's too late to add any insertion at all. The issue footnote number 4 brings down what happens if the person realizes he forgot Yalav Yavo, but he doesn't know the nusach of this bracha. He doesn't have a bencher available. So you can say as best as he knows. The Bir Halacha says, if he doesn't know it at all, would he be able to be yotzei with saying Yalav Yavo over there? He's not sure. The issue footnote number 5 brings down from the Ketzos HaShulchan, how do we define that you started your meal before a certain time? So it says it means you ate at least the kezayis during that period of time. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds, this has to be betoch kidei achilas pras, within a certain period of time. Even if you keep on eating way late into the night, some poskim say that you still mention yalav yavo in situations where you're supposed to. Others say, however, you're only allowed to say it until the shir ikel, until the digestion shir, which is 72 minutes, is passed. The Shevet HaLevi's Zatzal, Rav Ozner's Zatzal, says that the minhag is to paskin over here that you can say it all night, as long as you're still eating. With that, we conclude Simen Tov Chav Dalet, and we go to Tov Chav Hey, which deals with the Dine Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos. So the Mechaber starts to follow. Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Arvis Shachris U'Mincha, by all the tefillos of the day, not including Musaf over here, because Musaf, of course, is special, Mispalo Sheva, you say the regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, V'Omer Yalav Yavo B'Avoda, and we insert Yalav Yavo in Ritzei during what's called the Avoda. The Eino Maskir Shul Shabbos B'Yalav Yavo, and we don't mention anything about Shabbos during the Yalav Yavo. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Aleph, Sharei Kvar Hizkir Shabbos B'Brocha Revi, because we've already mentioned Shabbos by ending off the fourth bracha, Mekadish HaShabbos. An additional reason is brought down in Dirshu footnote number one. And he says, Iker Nusach Shayala Viyavo Miyusur al Hazchira Shalam Yisrael Fnei Hashem. The essential point of Yalav Yavu is to say that we're remembered in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Zikaron is only written in regards to Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. It's not written in regards to Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he writes, Umotziyim Shnei Sfarim on Shabbos, that's Rosh Chodesh, we take out two Sefer Torah, one for the regular Shabbos reading and one special for Rosh Chodesh. Vekorim Barishon Shiva B'Seder Yom. And we read from the first Sefer Torah the seven Aliyos that are the regular Aliyos of that day. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Sif Katan Beis, the Lechatrila Ein Maftir Ola L'Minyan Shiva. This is separate from the Maftir, which technically doesn't fall into the seven Aliyos, although Ukidel Simen Reish Pei Beis Sif Dal, we talked about that technically you could only read seven Aliyos and have the seventh person get Maftir as well, but the Minhag is that we have seven separate aliyos, and then we call up the maftir. So in the first Sefer Torah, we have the seven aliyos from the first Sefer Torah, and then Ubasheni in the second Sefer Torah, Kori Maftir, that's the person who gets maftir. And where is that maftir from? From Parshas Pinchas, Uviyom HaShabbos, Uvarosh Echotshechem, Atzof HaParsha. And you read it, the entire Uviyom HaShabbos, and the entire five Pesukim of Rosh Echotshechem, and that is the aliyah, and then the Haftorah, Umaftirin HaShamayim Kisi. We read the famous Haftorah, HaShamayim Kisi, which is read on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. The Rama adds, do we or do we not mention anything about Rosh Chodesh? In the brachos of that Torah, he says, V'maski shor Rosh Chodesh, ayin le'el simen reish pei dalet siv beis, where the answer is no, we don't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah, because the Haftorah only comes because of Shabbos, and not because of Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Gimel tells us, U'minichin sefer ha-sheni, etzel sefer rishon, v'omer chatzi kaddish al shneim. After you finish the first seven aliyos, you put both sefer Torah on the bima, and you say the chatzi kaddish in regards to both of them. The issue footnote number two asks, why don't we read a special Haftorah for Shabbos every Shabbos, Uviyom HaShabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Gemara that there are only two Pesukim in Yom HaShabbos, and therefore we never have an Aliyah that's less than three Pesukim. And to add either before or afterwards has nothing to do with Shabbos, and therefore we don't read a special Haftorah, Uviyom HaShabbos, every Shabbos. Furthermore, he says, another reason is because then we'd be reading the same thing every Shabbos, because the Haftorah should be somewhat similar to what the Maftir is talking about. And if every Maftir was Shabbos, then every Haftorah would be about Shabbos, and that's not what Chazal wanted. However, Lavush says that since when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, we're reading the Psukim anyway of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshichem, which is right before Yom HaShabbos, that's why we add on over Yom HaShabbos on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And that's why many posts can bring down that if you forgot to say V'yom HaShabbos, you're still Yotzei by just reading Rosh Chodeshechem. As opposed to, if you forgot to read Rosh Chodeshechem, so Rav Ozer Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down, Shafilu Nisgru Achri Haftorah, if you only realize you read the wrong Maftir, after you finished Haftorah, you take out a Sefer Torah and you have to reread over here Rosh Chodeshechem, because you didn't read it the first time, because that's Chovas Hayom. It's an obligation of the day. And the Mishnah Berurah previously pointed out in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Shekol Shadilek Psukim Shemi Chovas Hayom. If you left out something that was the Chova of the Yom, an obligation of the day, you have to go back and read it. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Reish Pehei, in regards to Parsha Shkolim, if you left it out, even though you said the Chatzi Kaddish, you have to take out the Sefer Torah again, and you say another Chatzi Kaddish after you read Parsha Shkolim. The issue, footnote number three, brings down what I mentioned already before from the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, where we say we don't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos in the brachos because Ein Kriyas Haftorah Machmas Rosh Chodesh Ela Machmas Shabbos, because we don't have a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh, we only have Haftorah because of Shabbos, and therefore you only mention Shabbos in the brachos of the Haftorah and not Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Dalet tells us that we read the Haftorah HaShamayim Kisi, and he says, why do we do that? Shasham Nizkar Me'in Rosh Chodesh, because that deals with Rosh Chodesh over there. V'im Shachach V'korah B'Haftorah Shoshavua, if by mistake you didn't read HaShamayim Kisi, but you read the regular weekly Haftorah, then Korah Acharei HaShamayim Kisi, then you read afterwards the right Haftorah of HaShamayim Kisi. V'im Nizkar Achash Shekvar Berach Brochos Acharonos, if you already made the Brochos after the Haftorah, then you still read HaShamayim Kisi, however, Korah Oso B'li Brocho, you read it without a Brocho. Why, in the first situation, did you just pick up and start reading HaShemayim Kisi without making a second bracha on it if you read the wrong Haftorah? So Dirshu footnote number four brings down over here from the Shari Ephraim, because Shari Haftorah Shekorah Hayom Me'inyan Parshas HaShavua, because the Haftorah of that week was a correct Haftorah, and therefore it's considered a good Kriya, and it's not considered a Hefzik, and you don't have to make a new bracha when you then pick up HaShemayim Kisi. But if you did conclude the brachos on the first Haftorah, so then you have to go make a new bracha on the second Haftorah, HaShemayim Kisi, that you read as Paskin by Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in the Isha Yisrael. And indeed, if you only remember that you read the wrong Haftorah, well, you're already in the middle of the brachos after the Haftorah, you finish off those brachos, and then you restart anew by saying the brachos before, and then saying HaShemayim Kisi, and say the brachos afterwards a second time. Mechaber tells us there's one exception to this rule. Chutz me Rosh Chodesh Elul. When Rosh Chodesh Elul comes out on Shabbos, Shecholios b'Shabbos, then we don't read Hashemayim Kisi. The Mechaber tells us Shemaftirin Aniyos Soara. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkarn Hei, because Mitneisha Ein L'Dalek Sheva D'Nechemta. After the three Haftorahs of Parunusa that we read during the 3 weeks, so then afterwards we read seven Haftorahs of Nechama. And he says, Ayin Lekamen and Sif Tov Kav Ches, Sif Ches, where this is discussed in more detail. And since we don't want to pass one up by missing out on saying over here, Aniyah Soara, and instead reading Hashemayim Kisi, so therefore we don't read the normal Hashemayim Kisi on this Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, but we instead say the special Haftorah of Aniyah Soara from the seven the Nechemta. However, the Ramad changes this, and he says, "Hagah v'yesh omim Hashemayim Kisi." He brings out from the Torah the Mordechai that our minhag is over here that we do read Hashemayim Kisi, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Vav the Vahav Torah though yesh botarte because it has both over here Zichron Rosh Chodesh and it also has Nechamus Yerushalayim, and therefore we can fulfill both concepts of having the Zayin de Nechemta as well as mentioning Rosh Chodesh. And the Ramah continues, and he says, V'chei no'agim medinos elu. In fact, this custom over here to say Hashemayim Kisi is the correct custom. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin, he says, V'kosu ha'achronim, nevertheless the achronim write, the af al pikin, even though the custom is to say over here Hashemayim Kisi, ein l'dalik achas misheva nechemta. One should not skip the sheva nechemta. And therefore, v'al king kishi aftiru b'parshas teitzei, b'rorani akara, when we say in Parshas Kitzeitzei, the aftorah, one of the Zayin nechemta of Rani akara, add on to it over there, Yisai Mugam Baniya Sora Haksu Vachra. So say two haftorahs that week, and this way we'll include all the Sheva and the Nechemta. Why don't we say it earlier? So the issue footnote number 7 says from the Mati Ephraim that because Aniya Sora is not written down in the Navi next to the haftorah of the following week, it's only written down in the haftorah next to Rani Akara, and we don't like to skip around, so therefore we say Aniya Sora right next to over here, Rani Akara. The Ramah, however, continues and he says, Abo Rosh Chodesh of Shecholios b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh of comes out on Shabbos, then Maftirin Shimu Shemayim. Then we do keep the Haftorah of Shimu Shemayim and we don't say Hashemayim Kisi, even though the Ramah says the minhag is that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos of the Zayin and the Nechemta, we say Hashemayim Kisi. He says that's not true over here for the Shlosha Perunusa, the three, quote, bad Haftorahs that we read during the 3 weeks. But he brings down an alternative opinion and says, yes, we do even there. Say, V'yeshom yom ha-shamayim kisi. And he says, V'chein ikah b'mokum shein minog. And he says, if you don't have a specific minog, he brings down from Truma Sedeshin and the minhage marak that you should say ha-shamayim kisi if you don't have a set minog. In Siv Katan Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Ayin adabir agro, shadocha svarazu me'alohu, disagrees with this psak over here to say ha-shamayim kisi, u'posa kedei rishona demavtirim shimu, when he says that we should say shimu shamayim. Finally, the Ramah concludes here and he says, V'im Eira Rosh Chodesh Be'arba Parshios, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on any of the four Parshios, Shkolim, Zohar, Para, or Chodesh, Maftirim, Bishol Parsha, we say the special Parsha. We don't say Shemayim Kisi. And he says, Ayin Lekamen, in Simon Tov Reish Pehe, where this is discussed further there. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Rosh Chodesh Shecholios Be'echod B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out to be on Sunday. So then, Maftirin B'Shabbos, then we have a special Haftorah on Shabbos, Shelefonov, the Shabbos that comes before this Sunday, Rosh Chodesh, which is, of course, Vayomer Lo Yehonason Mocha Chodesh, the famous Haftorah known as Mocha Chodesh. And he says, however, Vein Dochen Aniyos Soara, Lo Shimu Shamayim, Mishu Mocha Chodesh, when the special Haftorah is over here that we talked about, Aniyos Soara, or Shimu Shamayim, would come out on Shabbos, but now Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, so we would normally say Marcha Chodesh, so we don't push aside the special Haftorah to say Marcha Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tes tells us, because of a Magen Avraham, the Agav Shit for his Kir Zos Bagah. He says the Ramah mentions this over here, even though it can never happen. The La'olam Locho Rosh Chodesh of Biachob Shabbos. He says there's no way that you're ever going to have Rosh Chodesh of coming out on Sunday that you'd push aside Shimu Shamayim on Shabbos before, and it just doesn't work out in our calendar that way. But nevertheless, he just included it over here because the concept was mentioned in regards to Aniyah Sohara, so he mentions it in regards to Shimu Shamayim as well. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im Rosh Chodesh Ne'yomim, if you have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Yom Rishon, Shabbos and Sunday, so what do you do then? So he says, Maftirim HaShemayim Kisi. We only say the Shemayim Kisi, and we don't say Mocha Chodesh. However, he brings down, V'noagim Lomar, Achakach Pasuch Rishon, Pasuch Achron, Miaftaros Mocha Chodesh, V'yom Lo Yehonason, L'zecha Shemocha Gamkin Rosh Chodesh. He does mention that custom that some people say, the first and last Pasuch of that Haftorah as well. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud explains the Soka Daitoch the Yom Sheni the Rosh Chodesh Hu Ikar. You might have said that the second day of Rosh Chodesh is really the Ikar Rosh Chodesh. That's Aleph of the next month. Shabbos is really 30 of the previous month, and therefore you might have thought that Nafti B'Shabbos Mocha Chodesh. So therefore, he comes Chamash Olam to tell us that that's not the case. He adds further from the Ramah over here, Hagah, V'yeshomrim she'en lahafsik minavi l'navi. There are those that disagree with this and say we don't go and stop and interrupt going from one navi to another navi, and therefore v'ein omrim ra'kaf Torah Rosh Chodesh. And you wouldn't add on over here the Morcha Chodesh, first and last pasuk. We only say the Haftorah from that day. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Sifkat Yud Aleph, v'lo m'saimim b'psuki adav Torah Morcha Chodesh. And we don't say the first and last pasuk according to this Ramah, according to this Yeshomrim, because we'd be jumping around too much from one navi to another navi. With this, we conclude today's shiur.